start, I think it's 6. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray together, the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining us today to continue with our Sunday Divine Will class. Today, I want to begin to continue with Volume 23 of the Book of Heaven, and from there, we will continue to go to different passages, talking about this gift of living in God's will and trying to go deeper and deeper into the understanding of this gift that we have received through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. We all have been going through the passages that our Lord Jesus has given to Luisa about this gift and how he wants us to start reading so that he is able to work in us, in our soul, so that all this light that expands the soul may be able to grow in us. And as this light grows in us, this knowledge and understanding that we receive from this gift continue to expand and expand so that God is able to do his work in the soul. Remember that this is the interior life. This is what Jesus is doing in our souls, is what he did in the soul of Luisa Picaretta, and is what he's doing in us, encountering all these truths. When we encounter this gift, about living in the will of God, our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picaretta that he desires for all of us to possess this gift, and he expects the glory from his children of the divine will. This is what he says at the end of the passage of October 10, 1927, that we studied last Sunday also. But at the end of this passage, our Lord Jesus tells this to Luisa Picaretta, says, you should be happy about this, knowing that all the desires, the yearnings, the signs of your Jesus are for the kingdom of my will upon earth. My complete glory I expect from the fiat voluntas tua, on earth as it is in heaven. This is what he expects from all of us, complete glory, complete glory. It is only through this gift that we are able to give him that, what he desires, complete glory. Other classes, we have been talking about how all the acts that we do, prayers, supplications, you know, novenas, the rosary, and fasting and all of that that are done outside of the divine will, they do give glory to God. They give praise. They give adoration to God. But it's not complete. And compared with the adoration, the praise, and the glory that those acts done in the divine will do or give to God is nothing. If we compare our acts done in the divine will and our acts done outside of the divine will, then we will see that there is a huge difference, that those acts done outside of the divine will, then they don't give complete glory to God. And our Lord Jesus is telling Luisa, I want the complete glory. I want the complete honor, the complete adoration. I want to receive the complete glory, and only the children of the divine will be able to do this, because by possessing, it is by virtue of possessing God's will, of God's will operating in our human acts. And this is what he wants. He wants the creature to donate that gift, the gift of the human will. So we know what our Lord Jesus wants from all of us already. So there is no reason for us to know, well, you know, is this what our Lord Jesus wants from me or not? By virtue of you knowing this gift already, it is a sign that God has bestowed upon you, that he wants to bestow upon you the possession of this gift. So it is up to you now if you want to receive it, if you want to embrace it, if you want to go deeper into the knowledge and understanding of this gift. How? We have been talking about this in other classes, that he tells us that the more you read, every truth you encounter, it is, he deposits in you new light, new knowledge. He deposits new grace. So he inundates the soul with the grace that he wants the soul to possess in order for the soul to operate in this way. And it's about this inundation now that filling the soul to the brim that he wants to do. So in the next passage that comes from volume 23 of the Book of Heaven, is October 16, 1927, the Lord talks about this inundation, inundating the soul with the light, with the grace, the love, the sanctity, the happiness that he wants the soul to possess. So now that we understand that whenever God operates in our soul, whenever the will of God, whenever we let the will of God operates in our soul, he doesn't want us to possess just virtue or little sparkles of light. He doesn't want us to possess only the sparkles of light, those little gifts. He wants us to possess the whole thing. He wants us to possess his divine life. Remember when the Catechism tells us in 375, 376, that Adam was receiving divine life. He was participating in the divine life of God. So he was receiving the very attributes of God. And this is what happens in the soul that operates in God's will, receives the attributes of God, right? And these attributes of who, these attributes is what God is. So he configures us a little by little, act by act, in every act we do, he gives us that attribute. This is what our Lord Jesus says about inundating the soul with grace and happiness. But who lets himself be inundated by the divine will, by the inundations of light, by the inundations of grace, by the inundations of love, of sanctity and happiness, which the divine will possesses? The possession of all these attributes, these are the attributes of God, love, sanctity, truth, wisdom, and all of that. So as we receive these attributes, the soul becomes, you know, loves with the very love of God, not only now with the human love, but now the soul starts loving with the love of God, with that attribute of God. And the soul is enriched, and the Lord says is inundated with these graces. And now then the Lord also talks about unity, that living in the divine will is to have union. And we know that the divine will possesses everything. And the divine will possessing everything and having love as union, love that unites all the attributes of God, then whenever we receive these attributes that God possesses, whenever we receive these attributes, there is in us also in that there is unity. So what does it mean, unity? Our Lord Jesus answers to this question, and he says that unity means everything. Unity means everything, and the soul takes everything. It says takes everything by living in the divine will, right? So the divine will is the source of everything that is. So by letting the divine will reside, operate in us, then we possess that unity. We possess everything. Not only the virtues, because the virtues are contained in the will of God, but the attributes of God. In spirituality, we talk about different stages of moving higher in the spiritual life. That brings us to union with God. And in just to give you an example, for all of those of you who follow the Carmelite spirituality, you know that in the Carmelite spirituality, there are three stages of moving forward in the spiritual life. So the first one is the stage of the soul being purgated, right? The soul being cleansed, being purgated. And that's one stage. And the second stage is the soul being illuminated now. The second stage, the illumination. And the third stage, Carmelite spirituality talks about that as encountering or attaining union with God. But still this union, this encountering with God is imperfect. It is imperfect because it is done by human effort. It is done by human effort. That's what makes it imperfect. Yes, it gives glory to God. It's pleasing to God. But God is not satisfied. He wants to give more to the creature. He wants to give his very life to the creature. Because this is how he designed for us to function. With his will in us. With his divine life operating at every moment in us. Imagine like if you were eating or receiving the Holy Eucharist at every moment. At every moment, you will have that divine life in you. So by letting the divine will reign in every single act that you do is by letting that divine life be in you at every moment. And this is what happened before Adam and Eve fall. They live in that union, so they participate in the divine life of God. Now, this, with the gift of the divine will, we could say that this divine will perfects everything. So the example that I gave you with this Carmelite spirituality, the third stage tells us that we encounter, the soul encounters union with God, but it's imperfect. In the gift, living the divine will, our Lord Jesus says, unity is means possessing everything that God is. So it's the possession of God himself in our soul. So this will come to perfect that spirituality. This will come, the gift of the divine will come to perfect this spirituality. So all those of you who are acquainted or who follow the spirituality of the Carmelite, the spirituality, you should be able now to reach this understanding that this gift is the one who perfects everything. It completes everything. It reaches what other spiritualities cannot reach, because now this gift, when it operates in us, yes, it brings us to perfect union with God, and it's God who is doing it in the creature. The creature is only letting God operate in every single act. So the creature is giving himself, herself to God so that God may be able to inundate the creature with all his divine attributes, as he says, with love, with sanctity, with happiness, with joy, with truth, with wisdom, with justice. So the creature possessing those, of course, we will never be able to be as merciful as God is, for example, but we will possess that gift in us as much as we creatures are able to possess it. And the more we give ourselves to God, the more acts we do, then the more we can possess these attributes, the more God can increase these attributes in us. So to possess this gift is to possess the sanctity of all sanctities, to possess the unity that binds together all sanctities and that encloses all the sanctities of the past. So this unity encloses everything that God is, and as much as the creature is able to possess. So with this idea that we have to go deeper and deeper, all of you who follow the spirituality of the Carmelite spirituality, now you should be able to reach that understanding of what does it mean really to live in the divine will. It should be easier for you now, because the highest point of living that spirituality is to reach union with God, the soul reaching union with God, but by human effort. This is not human effort when the soul operates with the divine will. It's God doing everything, so therefore it perfects everything. It perfects all your acts, all that you should have done perfectly. This goes back and puts that what is missing in those human acts. So it makes them perfect. It perfects them. So the Lord talks about also about the Blessed Mother in this passage and how important it is that the Blessed Mother, by consenting, by giving her fiat, and by doing her acts in the divine will, she basically laid the foundation for the kingdom of the divine will to come. Without the redemption, we could not have this gift. So by giving her fiat, she laid the foundations of this kingdom that we have been invited to live in. And what are the materials for this kingdom? The human acts. The divine will wants that human act to be able to operate in that, in every single act. So what is new about what our Lord Jesus is giving us through these writings is that now he wants us to know the fullness. He wants us to know everything that he is, and he wants us to possess all his divine attributes in us as life in our soul, as life at every moment living in us, in the creature. And the Blessed Mother, who is the queen of the kingdom of the divine will, she prays, since she laid the foundations for this kingdom to come, she prays also for the children of divine will to come and to start being formed, to be formed in this spirituality, in this way of life. So how do we come to be part of this group of children of the divine will? First of all, we have to know this gift, and we already know this gift, that the Lord is inviting us to receive this gift. After we know this gift, we have to really want to possess it. And by possessing this gift, by doing our acts in the divine will, a little by little, the Lord is extending that capacity for us to receive. And it is by doing acts in the divine will that we are able to bring others into this, as we could say, into this new army, into these children of light that is being formed, basically. And, you know, many people, they often ask, and even in these classes, some people have asked, what is the best way for me to, what is the best way for me to teach or to give this gift to others, right? How can I extend this gift? How can I give it to others, right? And we encounter that question, that answer. We encounter that answer, and I will tell you the passage. But let's finish with this first one. At the end of this passage that our Lord talks about the Blessed Mother, he tells us that she formed her whole life in the divine will. And we know this. This is a dogma of the Church, that the Blessed Mother was conceived without sin. And we know that through these writings, we know that she lived always in the divine will since the moment of her conception. Our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picaretta that just as human mothers, they want their children to possess the best, to possess life and to grow healthy and all of that, the Blessed Mother wants us to possess this gift that she possessed by grace. And this is what he says. She longs for the children of its kingdom, the kingdom of the divine will, so as to have all her glory be reflected in them. All the glory of the Blessed Mother to be reflected in all of us. And to be able to say, I have my children who equal me in my glory. I have my children who equal me in my glory. Now I am happier because my glory is the same glory as my children's. The happiness of a mother is more than of her children. Than her own. More so for the Celestial Mother who in my will, more than mother, received all the redeemed ones and formed the very life of the children of the divine will. So the Blessed Mother longs for this gift to be bestowed upon all of us. And she wants to form the children of the divine will. And we talk about the triumph of the heart of the Blessed Mother and the triumph of the heart of our Lord Jesus. When will this happen? This will happen when every one of us, whenever we let the divine will reign on us, then at that moment, the triumph of the heart of the heart of the Blessed Mother triumphs over our human will. Every time we let the human will, the divine will operate in every single act, at every single act that we do in the divine will, the heart of the Blessed Mother and the heart of our Lord Jesus triumphs over our act. So that's the triumph that a little by little will happen in every creature. So again, it is not going to be something, at least I don't find it like that in the Book of Heaven, that it's going to be a massive thing, right? And then from one moment to another, but that is about every single act that we do, that we give to the divine will, that the divine will is able then to transform us and to form its very life, the life of God being formed in our souls. So I want to go to the passage, continue about what, how we are formed, how the children of the divine will are being formed, and how we are called to participate in this formation, to be formed, and now to work so that others may come, as we say, we could say how we are able to recruit, to help the Blessed Mother recruit children for the divine will so that God be able to receive all his glory, so that this passage that he tells us in volume 23 October 10, 1927, that he from us, from the children of the divine will, he expects all his glory, and that the Blessed Mother is forming these children. So how are we going to recruit ourselves, and how we are going to recruit others to be part of this army, so that God receive all his glory? This is what he wants. He tells us very clear, this is what I want from you. I want all the glory, the complete glory. Right? So let's follow then how we are able to complete this call that our Lord Jesus is telling us. You know, this goes very well with the second reading today, the letter to the Ephesians, that St. Paul tells us he exhorts us to live according to our calling, right? To live according to our calling. This is what he tells us in Ephesians, the second letter that we read today for Mass. So how do we understand this in the light of the divine will? So he calls us to live completely in this way, so meaning to fulfill, to do everything we can possibly do to be able to give all the glory to God. So this is the calling of the children of the divine will, to give complete glory to God. Not only human glory, complete glory. So it is, we could say, a very high calling. So let's go to March 14, 1927, is volume 35. March 14. So this is what our Lord Jesus says about the acts done in the divine will. The Lord says in this that as the act is formed, his divine will goes around the whole world in order to find the souls who are more disposed, and it deposits in them the birth it has generated, forming one child of the kingdom of its fiat. So this is very important. It says that as we perform acts in the divine will, as the act is performed, so his divine will goes around the whole world in order to find souls who are more disposed. And notice that he says more disposed, those who really want to live in this way. So there has to be a disposition in our souls. And how do we dispose our souls? Through the sacraments. And we dispose our souls also by believing, by faith. We believe that what our Lord Jesus is telling Luisa Picarreta, it is truth. If we don't believe what the Book of Heaven says, then there is no point for us really to study the Book of Heaven. If we don't believe by faith, right? So here, the gift of faith comes in. We have to use it. And as we study, we know that as we study, right, and we encounter all these truths that our Lord Jesus is telling Luisa Picarreta, yes, we are allowed to sometimes question them or to have doubts, but we don't stop there. We continue until we find the answers and the understanding. So we let the Holy Spirit do in us, because this is the work of the Holy Spirit. So this is what he says. The souls have to be disposed. So you have to believe that what our Lord Jesus is telling Luisa Picarreta, it is truth. Right? And then it says, well, with your acts, every time you do acts, I am able to go around. Basically, with every act that you do, you are giving given me another soul in the divine will. I am able to go and look around and deposit and give this gift to somebody else. So we have received this gift because somebody else prayed for us already. Somebody else did acts in the divine will. Luisa Picaretta did acts in the divine will. So we are the beneficiaries of all these acts that she did, right? And the Lord is telling us that we have this calling to give complete glory, that this is what I want from you. I want you to give complete glory to the Father. This is what I want from the children of the divine will, the children of light. And the Blessed Mother is working, the Lord says, the Blessed Mother is working to have those children, right? We know that the Blessed Mother is preparing the dispositions. And now, how are you going to give me more children in the divine will? With your acts. So don't let any act of yours be wasted. Give all your acts to the divine will. Invite the divine will to operate in you. So the Lord says, how beautiful it is to see that our first children of our fiat will serve with their acts. Okay. Now we understand that this kingdom is being formed, that the Blessed Mother has laid the foundations for this kingdom with her fiat, that the Blessed Mother wants to be surrounded with the children of the divine will so that she may be able to reflect herself in all these children. You know, parents, you know, they are, this is, we can put this in human terms, you know, to understand it. Many times children, most of the times children, they resemble mom or dad, right? Sometimes it's the grandmother, sometimes it's the mother-in-law. So we don't go there, right? But anyway. But children, they resemble their parents. And in their parents, they kind of like, they experience certain happiness to see themselves in their children. So the Blessed Mother wants to see herself reflected in the children of the divine will, right? This is what she's saying. So we understand again that our Lord wants us to give complete glory, that these children of light are being formed, and that the Blessed Mother is working on that. And now that every single act that we do, in every single act that we do, we are helping, we are recruiting more people in this army of children of the divine will. And there is a very specific task for us. And the Lord tells us here, how beautiful it is to see that our first children of our fiat will serve. How? With their acts. To form the new generation of the life of our will in the creatures. So there is the answer for you. How do I promote the divine will? Do I go to China and become a missionary? Well, if you have a chance, you can do that. For those who are not able to do that, all of us, most of us, we are not able to do that. He's telling us, you are called to serve with your acts. So give me all your acts so I can put my life in this. And in that way, I will be able to bring the new generation, the new children, the army of the divine will. Many times, you know, Luisa Picaretta She complained because she was in bed, prostrated there, and she wasn't able to do much. But our Lord Jesus says, don't worry, you are doing more. You are doing more because this is not about doing, really. This is about living, letting God do in us. And this is very difficult to understand because we are used to do great things, to see the saints that they did great things. And now the Lord is kind of reversing things and saying, no, this is not about all of that, because all of those things, yes, they are good and all of that, but they are still human acts. They are still human acts. It's human effort, human sanctity. And yes, they give me glory, but I don't want just glory. I want complete glory. So this is your mission, to give me complete glory, to give complete glory to the fathers, to help me form my children of the fiat. And you are going to do that with your acts, right? So that is the answer of how you can become a missionary of the divine will, doing human acts. You know, this is really, we could say that this is really the new evangelization. You know, in the church, we talk about new evangelization and all of that. But if we look at this, you could say that in this, you know, this is really the new evangelization, because it's new, it's taking us back to live the life that Adam and Eve were living before the fall. It's taking us in the way that we can receive divine life at every moment. Not only when we receive the sacrament or the sacraments, but the Lord says, with this, you will be able to receive divine life at every moment, because my divine will be operating in you. So the disposition. The Lord says that this disposition has to be in us, that his will, in order for the will to reign in the soul of the creatures, right? There has to be this disposition. So we pray that the Lord will give us this disposition, will give this disposition to others, and we do acts in the divine will. And in that way, we are fulfilling our call of living in this way. This is exactly what St. Paul tells us, to live according to our calling, and to live now that we, in relation with this, with these writings, now that we read these writings, and we put that calling, that exhortation that St. Paul is giving us, we are able to understand then that that passage of sacred scripture in light of the divine will, that we are called to do acts in the divine will, so that God the Father may receive all his glory, so that the Blessed Mother be able to bring these children. And in doing that, you know, again, the triumph of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the heart of the Blessed Mother over the human will, that's how it happens, right? The Blessed Mother is able to bring that life in all of us if we have the right disposition to. So it's the divine will is able to generate all of this in us, in all the souls, but it is required that we may do the acts in the divine will, to lend every single act that we do to the will of God. So the divine will is able to descend into that simple and tiny act of the creature, you know? And this is sometimes very difficult to understand. How can God descend into that simple act of the creature, right? Well, we see this in the Eucharist. He descends into the piece of bread, and he stays there as long as the species remain. He still is there, right? In every single crumb of the Eucharist, he is there. So He wants us to give these simple acts in order to give life to new creatures, to bring others into divine will, to surrender himself with many children of the divine will. And that's why he says to Luisa Picaretta, be attentive. Don't let any of your acts escape, because if you let them escape, then you are depriving me of new children, of receiving new souls in the divine will. So it's just something that we have to keep in mind always, all the time, until it becomes really part of us, part of our way of living, letting the divine will just reign in every single act. And with this understanding, right, that even though it seems like we do nothing, we are doing, as our Lord says, everything. We are doing everything. And in reality, yes, we do nothing, but he does everything. And in that, we complete our mission. We, as creatures, we are fulfilled because we let God give us that participation of divine life. So we function in the way he intended for us to function, right? But let's go to the next passage that I want to go today. Is May 6, 1927 of volume 35 of the Book of Heaven. And in there, our Lord Jesus talks about the peace that he needs to encounter in every soul in order for this gift to grow. Says that peace is my celestial dwelling. Peace is the little bell that calls my will to ring with its vibrating and sweet sounds in the soul. Peace possesses such powerful voices as to call the whole of heaven and make it stand at attention to be a spectator of the beautiful conquest of the operating in the divine volition in the creatures. Peace puts to flight the frightening storms and makes arise the sweet smile of the saints, the most beautiful enchantment of a springtime that never ends. Therefore, don't give me the sorrow of not seeing yourself at peace. This is something important that we have to keep in mind, because we live in a world that can distract us, right? So we can lose our peace and distractions, human distractions, and all of us that will take us out of the divine will, that will take our attention from doing acts in the divine will. So just to be clear of what the Lord wants us, so that we understand what he wants from us and what he is doing in us. He is forming the children of his divine will. And this is how he forms them. He needs human acts so that he might be able to operate in all of this, And to call the kingdom of the divine will to descend upon earth, the soul calls that kingdom to descend in the soul, disposes everyone disposes their soul by letting this peace reign. It's very important that we understand this, because if not, we are gonna be in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. And every single act that we let escape from the divine will is, we can say, another life in the divine will that is lost, right? So if you understand this, then it will be easier for all of us. It will be easier for all of us to just remain focused and to operate in that mode. Let the divine will operate in that mode. Our Lord Jesus also talks about the creative powers that his will have has in every single act that we do. And this is what our Lord says. Our created power is always in act, as she identifies herself with us, as though renewing our words. We give them to her as gift and say to her, these are your words. Do whatever you want with our words. In your power, you can love us as much as you want. You can give us glory in an infinite way. You can do good to wherever and whoever you want. You acquire the right, not only of our works, but of He who created everything and who take our right over you, who are already ours. In some other classes, we were talking about the acts with this, how can we go back and apply this gift, or in a way to, somebody used the word redo the life or the acts in the divine will to go back. And our Lord says that His divine will in every single act, in every single act, there is a creative power. There is always a creative power in act. And as the creature operates in this way, it says, you acquire divine right over all our works. And not only over our works, but of us. So do whatever you want. Give, says gift to others. Take our words and give to others. Do whatever you want with them, right? Do good to all others. So when we operate in this way, the Lord is telling us, yes, you have divine right to take. So how do we apply this then? And we give this to others. We know that all the merits that we possess, all the merits in redemption, right? All the merits in redemption, we encounter all those merits in the works of redemption. So in the works that our Lord Jesus already did. So we can take, somebody asked, well, can I go and redo this life, this other life? So what we can do, the Lord says to Luisa, take, you can do good to whoever you want. You can do good to whoever you want. So I take, to give you an example, I take all the wounds of our Lord Jesus. I take His passion. I take His suffering, right? And I apply those, I give those to the souls in purgatory. So the souls in purgatory may be cleansed, may receive that, right? So they may be perfected and they may be able to be in that union with God, to complete in them what is not completed yet. So I take all the merits of the passion of our Lord Jesus and I give them, I apply them to the souls in purgatory, right? Because the merits are the merits of our Lord Jesus. But I take His merits and I am able to apply it to them. So do good, He says, to whoever you want. You have not only those works, but you have, He says, you have us as much as you want. And this is what we were doing also in the rounds of creation. We went around, we encountered all those acts. And you are able to go back and do all of this and to make them yours and apply them to whoever you want. you know, so that this in the life, let's say in the life of those who are lost already, those who are lost already, they will not receive anything because they chose to be lost. But somebody has to give that glory to God that they were not able to give. And if we do that, if we offer all of that to God in the divine will, he's able to receive. He's able to receive that complete glory that he expects from all of us. Especially if we do our prayers in the divine will, right? And we correspond to God in every single act that we do so that he may receive that. So it is, yes, you can take his blood, you know, you can take his wounds, all his pains, his suffering. This is what he's saying. So in that same passage, this is what he says. He says, I am yours. I am at your disposal. My wounds, my blood, all my pains are yours. You can do with me whatever you want. Or rather, be magnanimous. Be brave. Be brave. Act as lover and true imitator of me. Take my blood to give it to whoever you want. Take my wounds to heal the wounds of sinners. Take my life to give life of grace, of sanctity, of love, of divine will to all souls. Take my death to make many souls who are dead in sin rise again. I give you all the freedom. Do as you please. To see it, my daughters, see my daughters, I have given myself and that's I have given myself, and that's enough. Right? So this is what we do in the hours of the Passion. This is what we do in the hours of the Passion. I think it's in the, I'm not sure because I don't have the hours of the Passion right now, but I think it's in the agony in the first or second hours that our Lord Jesus prays for all the souls in purgatory. And he prays for all of them, and this is what he's telling us. You can take all my sufferings, you take my blood and put it upon the souls in purgatory, my pains, all of that. You can give them to whoever you want. Be magnanimous. Now that you possess this, this is a divine treasure that we are able to take and to give to others freely, freely, freely give to others. So it's to give that divine life to others. So this is in answer to that question that somebody asked. Can I give to God? You know, can I can I redo the life? But what you can do, this is what he's telling us. You take what is mine and give to others. And in the divine will, this is what every single act basically is done. Everybody beneficiates. We don't even have, you know, the full understanding of what one single act does. Little by little, we are discovering more things about these single acts that we do. So we know now that these acts, they have the creative power. They have the power to bring others into the knowledge of this gift. So this is our mission. This is how he wants us to serve. He says, this is how the children of the divine will serve, with their acts, right? So be encouraged and give all your acts to the divine will. And even your past, all the acts in your past, even those who you already have done, you know? You can even offer those and let him do whatever he wants with that. So this is what I tell the people now. So the older you are, the more you have to give to God, right? The older you are, the more you have to give to God. So be encouraged, okay? And this is what I wanted to share with you today, and to be able to kind of relate this with what we talk about, the triumph of the heart of Jesus and the heart of the Blessed Mother, that this is how it's going to happen in our souls. If we let, every time we let the divine will operate in us, his heart triumphs over us. His will triumphs over all of us. It is what happens. So do you want the divine will? I mean, you want the heart of Jesus to triumph over your heart? You want the heart of the Blessed Mother triumph over your heart? Then give your acts to the divine will. So we have a couple of minutes before we go. Then let's go, let's finish with this, and let's go to volume 24 of the Book of Heaven, November 1923. Let's see if I can find it here really quickly. November 19. Well, let's leave it for the next, let's give it for the next, next class, because it's already time. But we will start with that passage next week. Let's open the microphones if somebody wants to share, or who wants to comment or questions about the things we have talked about today. But let us finish with a Hail Mary before that. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.